1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the Signature
the
Six.
Signature Six.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
And here we are, the Signature Six at Six. We'll start with number one. United CEO is offering to pay pilots to get their shots by June 30th. So the airline will give an extra 13 hours of pay to pilots who've already been vaccinated or received their first shots by June 1st. It's not all good news. Pilots who don't get vaccinated by August, they can be dropped from trips to destinations that require vaccinations. And if they are, they won't be paid for that. Number two, while we're in the friendly skies, United Airlines is giving away free trips to members of its frequent flyer program who prove that they've been vaccinated. They have to upload it to the app by June 22nd. Airline says it will give away a year of free travel, which it defines as 26 round-trip flights to five people. It'll give another 30 winners round-trip tickets for two. Not too bad there. Number three, Crane says CNA Financial paid $40 million in ransom after a March cyber attack. We talked a lot about the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, but here's a local company, CNA, paying $40 million. The Chicago-based company paid the hackers about 2 weeks after a bunch of company data was stolen and CNA officials were locked out of their network. Number four, Chicago Inno says a new startup from the founders of Peapod wants to arm you with more information about what's in your food. It's called Sifter. It's a grocery shopping platform that lets you search for products based on your diet and medical needs. So users would set up a profile on Sifter. They would identify any allergies or dietary restrictions, things like that. And then Sifter goes out to their partner grocery stores and finds the food you need. Number five, the Culligan man is changing caps. Culligan International said today it has been purchased by merchant bank BDT Capital Partners. Culligan was founded just outside Chicago in 1936 by Emmett Culligan. It has grown from a water sales softener to an international company making diverse products and operating now in 90 different countries. Of course, on number six now, we've been talking about how today is the first anniversary of the death of George Floyd, and for the past year, we've been following the impact the protests and the sometimes or often violent protests had on downtown businesses. One of the people we talked to from time to time was Michelle Dupretti from Jean and Giorgetti. She joins us again. So, Michelle, just take me back to that night and tell me what it was like.
You know, as a business owner, obviously, it's immensely stressful. This building has been in my family since 1941, so it's very much a member of our family. Of course, first and foremost, the people on our team were, of course, a concern and sensitivity to what was going on around us. You know, it wasn't just about us. So you're just feeling a lot of emotions and a lot of things that make it just a really stressful time.
And because it was such a part of your family or is such a part of your family, I would imagine there's a sense of violation as well. I mean, I just think of, you know, when your home is broken into, you just feel that way. Did you feel that?
You know, I didn't necessarily feel violated because of that. We were actually very lucky because the damage was minimal. It was more a sense of sadness for our city, for just what was happening in the country, in the world around us. Just trying to process what all of that meant, how to stay forward moving, how to communicate what was going on to our team and sort of process that together is kind of where we focused our effort.
And of course, you were dealing with the pandemic at the time. Now here we are a year later, a guilty verdict, and the restaurants are opening. Tell me about where you are now, Michelle.
We have always used the mantra forward to better. While people always say back to normal, here in the restaurant, we use forward to better for a myriad of reasons. And one of the main ones is we wanted to take all of the experiences we've had the last year, from the looting to the civil unrest to the pandemic, at our fire that we went through in October of 2019, and learn from them and be the very best version of ourselves that we can be on, you know, every level that we can be. And so that is kind of been how we've been taking one step forward at a time and focusing our efforts on that forward to better. We're in a good place, but the shape we're in, not good, we're in good shape. So it's a cautiously optimistic, hopeful time for us.
Well, that's fantastic to hear, Michelle. I'm very happy about that.
We've checked
in from time to time through all of this, and I'm glad things are looking up. Michelle Dupretti from Jean and Giorgetti's. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That is the Signature 6 at 6 on this Tuesday. Now here's Mary.